I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
It's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
He's really resonated with him.
He's a good guy. Oh, he knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always on cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Hey, welcome to the Shakir Hussein Show. This is the show for aspiring entrepreneurs, experienced entrepreneurs, and people looking to quit the 9-to-5 and make a full-time income working from anywhere. As you probably already know by now, I'm here to share with you how to make money, how to have a lot of fun, and how to actually make a difference in the world. And I'm very glad and grateful and thankful that you're here, because this is your time right now. This is your time to give more, to be more, to do more, and to finally unleash your full potential. In the Shakir Hussein Show, I'm going to go deep behind the scenes of what it takes to go from zero to making your first six figures, and then to making your first seven figures, and then to even making your first eight figures. I'm going to share with you the mistakes that I've made that has cost me money, stress, being overweight, and 101 other challenges that you don't want to go through. Okay, so hopefully by listening to these podcasts that I'm going to be releasing on a day-to-day basis, my goal is to help you empower yourself, educate yourself, so you can live the best life that you truly desire, deserve, and dream about. Let's get into it.
15 minutes, self from stage. So essentially, and one story, man, this is what I've seen. Every time I got good at this, my conversions would go up. So here, high drama story. Even here, when you told the story now to Omid, because obviously I've heard it before, so I was like, okay, I know the story. But the story, you could sell him. Need to sell him anything, but you could have ended up with, you know what, Omid, the lesson that I got, man, is XYZ. So he drives a point home. So he could forget the story, but then he's like, oh, but I know the story led him to having this realization. Like, think about it. You're a freedom entrepreneur. Like, you love freedom. Why do you love this freedom? You could all point it back to something that happened in your childhood. Like, for me, I'm like out to prove into the world I can do it. Why? Because my father, Marshall, is an overachiever. So he set very high standards when I was a kid, and nothing was good for him. So I basically disappointed him all my life, and then I go into business, and alhamdulillah, I'm doing all right. Right? So for you, your high drama story would lead you into a valuable lesson. What's the valuable lesson? Because the value, if I said to you, yo, you should dream bigger, or you should focus on unleashing your greatness. Like, what the heck does that mean? But if I told you a story, then you sell yourself on the valuable lesson. And as soon as you get the epiphany, you've won the heart. So your job is to win as many as give them as many epiphanies, so they feel like, I'm the hero. Like, you've told me this story, now I'm the hero of this conversation, of this journey. As soon as that happens, you talk about your journey, which your valuable lesson led you to this journey, which led you to find a mentor, a person, an experience. For me, I went to Las Vegas on a live event, even when I was dead broke. And guess what I found? A new system. I had no idea average people were using this system to create millions of dollars. So I got so excited with this new opportunity. I said to myself, I'm all in. I'm also encouraging them to do what? To go all in. I'm all in, and I'm so excited. I'm this young, fat kid, morbidly obese. But I go home, and I tell everyone, guys, I'm going to become a millionaire. And guess what happens? Boom. That's the bash. They give me a bash, right? That's, the wall comes up. My family starts laughing at me. My friends are like, Shaq, you're crazy. My mom says to me, son, in our culture, you ain't going to get no wife if you ain't got no degree. So that also makes the audience laugh. Now, I already know what makes the audience laugh, because I said it, the same joke, same story, so many times to refine it. And then I'm like, whilst this is happening and I'm feeling down and I'm burying myself in debt and I'm going deep into it. So as soon as I hit the bash, I basically talk down on all the bad stuff that's happened. You know, basically it's worse. And it's a low point. So at this low point, I decide to lock myself up for 9 months and I commit myself. I take everyone's money that I know, which was $45,000, and I have no idea, but I have to succeed. And then boom, I hit a breakthrough and I get this result. And you know what? I didn't know it was possible, but I got this result. And then I said to myself, wow, but I struggled for so long and no one believed in me. Do you feel like that? Who can relate to this? And every single person can relate to that, right? It's like a yes, yes. You're asking this question 3 times. Like, and then I finally got this result and I felt this calm. I felt this peace. I felt like I'm now successful and I got this status in society. And now that I've got this and I'm traveling around the world and my life is so different, and sometimes when I talk to normal people, they can't even resonate. I mean, right now I'm in Dubai. Last week I was in some other country. I completely forgot which country I was in. And I'm able to go and hang out with all my friends and go to business meetings and network with like-minded people. Who'd like that? Now you're building the aspiration more. And then, well, you know what? This is why I do what I do. This is now my vision, and my mission is to help average people create financial freedom. My mission is to help XYZ people achieve XYZ without all of the pain and struggles. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to educate you. Who's with me? That's it. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.